David Opadal joins us. He's a policy advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. He tells us what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture that influences his work.
Well, there's a diversity of agriculture in the state of Wisconsin, and so there's a lot more nuance to some of the trends, I think, here relative to other parts of the country and the other parts of the Midwest even. And Wisconsin has some strengths, but then it also is facing some of the weaknesses that certain areas of their expertise, really in dairy, you know, that when the trends are down there, it has repercussions in other parts of the ag space.
I want to remind growers of where they may interact with you or, you know, the Chicago Fed.
Yeah, so the Chicago Fed has a long-running survey of agricultural land values and credit conditions. We publish the results in the Ag Letter that's online only now, and it comes out quarterly. So in February, we'll have a look back at how land values changed in 2023, and certainly, you know, it's been slower than it has been in the previous couple of years. So credit conditions have been changing as farm interest rates have been rising. You know, there'll be another data point on whether maybe they've plateaued or maybe even head down like some of the other interest rates. So, you know, a lot on our website that we can share, and, you know, I'm available for talks and answer questions if that's something the farmers are interested in.
Wisconsin is one of how many states in your footprint?
We have the five-state region around Chicago, not all of Wisconsin. The northern part is in the Minneapolis Feds district.
And when it comes to reporting data to their region, David Opadal says more goes into finding these data points than just sending out surveys.
Well, there's actually quite a bit underneath the hood, so to speak, because we do roundtables in all of our states, and we also are talking to people on our advisory council that looks at small business, agriculture, labor, and community development issues. So we have, a number of ways we try to reach out to people and organizations more directly, as well as conferences that we hold. So we do look at the data a lot, and the data are very important, but you have to also kind of look behind the data to see, how it is affecting people, and we're trying to get better at that.
He predicts where Wisconsin agriculture is moving in 2024.
Well, I think it'll be maybe a year of treading water for Wisconsin agriculture, just because some of the prices have been coming down and that's making it more challenging. But at the same time, there's hope for other kinds of prices, like maybe dairy prices, to recover some next year or this year now.
David Opadal is a policy advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago. With a look at your agribusiness news, I'm Stephanie Hoff.